Last September, Libby Burmaster, the head of the Department of Public Instruction, outlined an $870 million budget proposal for education. She didn't directly address then how well it would go over in shaky economic times, but stressed that economic empowerment would come through a collaboration between Wisconsin schools and colleges and workforce development agencies.
We see education as a real vehicle for that kind of economic development. I think that we're going to be able to come through with a sensible and a reasonable budget for Wisconsin. That's what I'm calling upon the legislature and the governor to do.
Since then, the state, national, and rural economies have gone from bad to worse. DPI spokesman Patrick Gasper says his agency will respond to Governor Doyle's calls for administrative cuts, but that the larger education budget is in the governor's hands now.
That's the course of action called for by state statute, and of course we will work with all leaders as they make their decisions on the next state budget. We do agree with Governor Doyle that the next budget must continue to prioritize education as an economic engine for our state.
Some of the new programs DPI wants this year include alternative education grants for at-risk students and transportation and sparsity aid to rural schools. How these will fare in the next budget will be better understood next February when the governor will present his budget plan to the legislature. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.